Hello, this is Tina by me, Paul. Today I want to talk about the five numbers that are important to you if you want to become an influencer, particularly on Twitter. Now, why, of course, would you want to be influential? Why would you want people to listen to the things that you say and respect you as an expert? Well, it's going to take me a lot more than 5 minutes to answer that question, so we're just going to keep pushing forward. Just kidding. You want to be influential because it differentiates you from your competition. You know, if you want to buy hardware, you can go to Home Depot, where they have people who know what they're doing and know what all the stuff's for. Or you can go to, just a local hardware store chain. Or, you know, where the guys used to be a carpenter. Or you can just go to, you know, department store X, where they have stuff for whatever kind of project you're working on. And most people are going to lean towards the expert plan. So it separates you from your competition and adds value to the service and products that you provide without you necessarily having to increase the price of your products and services, which you can do. Actually, but I'm just saying, if it's the same price point, you're gonna win if you're an influencer or an expert. So what are these five numbers? First, who you're connected to. People want to see not necessarily the you're following, and you're following with other people. They might be looking for somebody who's following most of the people back who are following them, you know, everybody except the spammers. And some people might see it as see it a little bit differently, saying that as long as the number of people following you is higher than the number of people you're following, that you have to be influential. How do you pull off following 15 people when 100,000 people are following you? So, depending on your situation, that may be something that you want to take a look at. If you're comfortable dipping into the stream, as I like to call it, sure, follow everybody back. But if you don't think you can keep track of people, don't try to maintain an illusion that you are through following people back. So there's that. The second thing is your clout score. There's a site called Clout. It's KLOUT.com, like KLOUT.com. They give you that's not based purely on you having a lot of followers, that tells you how influential you are. It's really an interesting system because it takes into account all type of things like how many mentions, times retweets, and the most importantly, it's not so much as a number to brag about or to compare yourself to others to, but to let you know how you're doing. If you're using Twitter as a serious business tool, it's good to know where you stand. The third one is how many lists you're on. When I'm looking at people that I want to connect to, I do look at who has listed them and whether or not they're listed. If somebody has 1,000 followers, I think it's odd if they're not on 10 lists. Why aren't 10 people saying, this person is so exceptional that I not only want to follow them, but I also want to put them in a group of people where the noise will be less so I can concentrate on their post more? It just makes sense. The other two numbers are not hard and fast numbers. They're how often you listen and how often you help. And I know there's kind of strange things to think of as metrics, but a lot of times we start off something really excited, like Twitter, and we go in, we follow a bunch of people, and we participate a whole lot, and then life gets in the way and we wander off. We come back, and we try to get back into Twitter, or whatever else it is we're doing, and we don't feel the same way we did in that initial excitement. That's mostly because we don't do the same things we did when we first got there. Discovery. Finding other people, helping, just connecting to other people and doing things for them, even retweets, listening to the conversations, just looking at what other people are doing and keeping an ear to your market. So try to listen twice as much as you speak and try to help twice as much as you ask for help. And really, to me, improves your experience with Twitter. If you start there, you might even find yourself addicted to helping and listening more, like I do. So you're having a beautiful day wherever you are, because it is beautiful everywhere. It's just a matter of deciding to see it.